just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
That's very good.
Yeah, that is good, isn't it? So is the weather. So today on Who Arted, we've got Paul Lambert, who's an Auckland-based documentary photographer, and his work discusses social issues and brings people together to explore new environments. Warm and honest, his work simply appreciates the beauty of everyday life and celebrates the diversity of our city and the people that have made it what it is today. Welcome.
Warm and honest.
Well, yeah. Well, I think Natalie Tosa might have written that because I got that from the Lot 23.
No, I've been warm and honest to her.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Yeah. Your latest project is a documentary series of photographs documenting people from Dominion Road, and as part of Art Week, you had a walk down Dominion Road where you have 50 portraits hanging up inside shops and things of locals on display. So, are they printed on photographic paper or?
Yeah, the images were printed just onto vinyl by Sign It Signs. So, but yeah, it was amazing the quality of detail that came out in them, and yeah, the boys did a really good job, and just stuck them on the outside of windows.
So they're weatherproof.
Yeah.
And they're still up at the moment.
Yeah, they are, and that's the really cool part about it, is watching people like stopping and checking them out, kids pointing at the people, and yeah, it's really satisfying as a photographer to see people appreciating what you've created.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. So the portraits are mostly of local people going about their business. Some are smiling directly into camera. Others are in the middle of something more brutal, such as a young man getting arrested. What was one of the standout moments for you during this project? And
That was definitely an exciting one when I was at the Mount Roskill shops, and the next minute a car came flying by on three tyres, and one flat tyre headed round the corner at full noise with a cop car after it, and I jumped on my motorbike and started chasing, and the next minute it went flying into a concrete wall in front of me. And
this is so awesome and dramatic.
It was awesome. Yeah. Three guys disappeared off in different directions, cops running after them. They managed to catch one guy, and he was sort of jumping a hedge, and he had like bits of leaves in his hair, and dragged him back out to the car. And but yeah, it was awesome.
And you were there going, snap, snap, snap. This is awesome. Yeah. Yeah. This is gold.
I was like, this is it. Yeah. But the cop wasn't so keen on me photographing him, but yeah, I didn't put in some of the more brutal photos, but
like of them like tasering
the headlock, the suplex, body slam, that kind of stuff. But I'm sure it went on down the way. I never saw any of that, of course.
Oh god, yes, of course. Yeah. So did you want to, with things like that, did you think about maybe putting heaps more photographs around that scene and splattering it around?
I wanted it to just be this massive mix of just different people, and then the more focusing on the individuals. But then I did sort of have these 10 to 20 images of everyday life that were a lot wider. But yeah, the main focus of the project was on just the individuals that make up this massive community.
And so what inspires you about Dominion Road? You live, that's your neighbourhood?
No, it's not. I live down in Central City, but it was more... There's a lot of talk over the last year or two about racial diversity and, walls being built or burqas being banned. And, I see it's quite negative what goes on in the media, and I wanted to sort of say something positive about a community that no one's... we're not perfect here in New Zealand, but you definitely get along really well, and let's be positive about diversity rather than negative.
Let's start showcasing areas where it works well people are really happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that, and I love that about Sandringham as well. Do you like Sandringham and all the rest? Love that. I kind of want to move there. So whereabouts is the actual walk, the artwork presented, where the walk, because Dominion Road's a really long road.
Yeah. All of the images are on a small size in the Lot 23 gallery on Minnie Street in Mount Eden.
Yeah.
And then, luckily enough, on number one Dominion Road, the muffler shop, there's three in the window. And then, every 100 or so metres all the way along, all the way to the Mount Roskill shops at the far end, there are images scattered. So.
And both sides of the street.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. And what was it like going up to the guys in the muffler shop? Like, can I stick my art up? Were they like stoked?
That was probably the hardest part of the project, was finding the shop windows to get them in. And it took a lot of the randomly approaching strangers on the street was the fun part, to take the photos, but actually trying to get the community involved, you know, like they didn't quite get the idea of, like, yeah, being the exhibition, being part of the community. And some people did and appreciated it. And
oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, when people actually got, I mean, you can understand because their business is right. And
yeah, but like, it's like,
yeah. I mean, obviously, I'd love for them
but
to.
But it's art. What's wrong with it?
Why don't you love my work like I do? But but yeah, in general, like, yeah, super positive responses. And yeah, the act of putting them up as well was super fun. People stopping and asking what's going on here, and oh wow, cool, awesome idea, love it. And,
did you get when you approach people, where some of the conversations I imagine happened really spontaneously and comfortably, but what were some of the more kind of awkward type, what do you, you know, how do you feel about approaching people as sort of a stranger and going, hey, I'm a photographer, I want to take a photo of you? And then do you have a release form or anything
For this kind of stuff? Like, if I've got a purpose, like, as a photographer, it's always nice to have a purpose. Like, I don't mind asking if I've got a purpose, like, right, I'm doing this project.
Yeah.
Can I take your picture? Any excuse to take someone's photo. In general, I didn't use model releases. I used just a verbal agreement and made sure I got people's email addresses so I could send them the image that day.
Yeah.
And at least involve them in the project. And but yeah, some of them, one of them, I was sitting at a bus stop in Mount Roskill, and this next minute from behind me, I hear an old guy, you hear the score on the cricket, mate? And I spin around, and yeah, and then like half an hour later, we're still talking about the randomly whatever, and then we take the photo. Like,
I really love that about walking, actually. That's what happens when you walk. You actually talk to people.
Yeah, just being present, and like, yeah, for a lot of it was just go have a coffee somewhere. Maybe someone looks at me. If they look for longer than a glance, then let's engage and see what happens.
Do you think you're going to take any photos of people looking at the photos?
I have a little bit, and I was thinking about it. Like, there is one section now where Phantom Billboards have put them up in Balmoral, and yeah, I'd like to get back there, and yeah, there's a whole bunch there, and watch people stopping and pointing, and yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in. So your work currently is on display at Lot 22. The exhibition's called...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, 23. I know that.
Next door to 22.
Yeah, Lot 22, which is... Yeah. Next door, yeah. Trying to crack a joke. Haven't had enough coffee. So it's called Our Dominion.
Yep.
It celebrates the range of diverse cultures we have living happily together in areas of Auckland, which is lovely. And that's at 23 Minnie Street. Do you know how long that's going to be up at Lot 23 for?
Probably most of the month, and until something better comes along. Sure.
And the outside along Dominion Road, so are you going to take the works down or let them disappear?
Or? I sort of said to people they could take them down whenever they like, and if they really get annoyed with them, just rip them down. And otherwise, yeah, I'm going to start to see people in the next week or so.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Well, I hope some people grab, you know, take them as mementos.
Yeah, I kind of thought that too, like, in a way.
And do you reckon the locals recognise the faces and stuff?
Yeah, they do, eh? Yeah, like, yeah, when I had the old guy in the wheelchair, Les Dow, the woman was like, oh, yeah, I see him cruising by.
The guy on the little mobility scooter with the dog?
Yeah, I see him all the time.
They're classic, man. You go to some suburbs and they're everywhere.
That is a project.
I kind of can't wait till I can have one.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you can't get up the BFM to the studios if you're in one of those. So there'll have to be a decision made at some point.
Yeah, access for it's to come in New Zealand legislation.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so that's on till for a while, and go to lot23.co.nz for more information on that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you. And yeah, thanks so much to Natalie from Lot 23 and
she's pretty
Gary from
it.
The Dominion Road Business Association as well. It's been really fun.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.